Welcome, everyone. Hey,
Welcome,
everybody.
Welcome.
Yay. I'm going to open up the chat. Say hi to everyone. Hey, everybody. So great to see you. And welcome to tonight's call. Doug and I are going to go over module 3 and take your questions. And it's break week. You don't get any new material to look at, so it's yay. And doesn't Doug look hot with his new hairdo?
I'm trying out as a new a cast member on the gay version of Breaking Bad. Not really, but I think it looks, that's why I think I look like gay Bryan Cranston. Ooh, Captain Picard, I like that.
I think you look amazing. Doesn't he look great?
I decided to go for something completely different, so I'm loving it. And I have to tell you, I feel so good. It's like I'm just really happy. Yeah, give me that lollipop, yeah, Marianne. That's it.
So let's bring Anna up, and we're going to just do our, we always do, we're going to go through our housekeeping, and then we're going to do our meditation, and then we're going to dive into our call. We're super, well, yeah, another couple minutes, but let's get Anna up here. And I'm in a hotel, obviously. I'm not at home. You can see the bed behind me. I'm trying to figure out a better way for lighting. Oh, you look nice, Anna. Where are you?
I'm in Virginia.
Like I say, she's in Virginia.
Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to get better lighting on my face here. Oh, here we go. This may look a little bit better.
I'm trying.
It's dark and it's rainy here in Boulder, so it's like that. It's so dark in my hotel room. Yes, Doug looks handsome.
Doug.
He really is. Hottie potty.
Doug, you have a lovely shaped head.
I'm so grateful. I didn't know it was going to be under there, but I've been so wanting to do this, and it felt like today was the right day. I had lunch with my hairdresser. We did it. He goes, "You have a good head." I'm like,
Yeah. Because
I'm very happy.
I don't see any extra odd little lumps.
No, I don't have one scar from when I got hit on the back of my head when I was a child. I fell off this guy I was riding as a horse and hit a coffee table. But it's like, that's like my wisdom bump is what I call it.
Exactly. It's where you store your extra pearls.
Exactly. So extra glad you're here, pearls, Anna,
exactly.
Darling.
I'm sorry.
Very cool.
I said, I'm so glad you're here. How's the week been in our Oracle school with our kids?
Well, the week has been phenomenal. I cannot even get over the things that are being shared this week. This week, all of our students know, it's break week. So we, during break week, we like to have a little more fun in the school and in our Facebook rooms. So we put up this week our creativity post. Guys, if you have posted on that creativity post, please do. It is so much fun seeing what other people do. And we, you know, the way we do it is everyone is creative. There's no such thing as a non-creative person. You know, like we're all creative thinkers. Yeah. Our jobs, you know, how we go about things, problem solving, that's all creativity. You know, so let us know, like, what you do, like, what's your thing? We have some amazing posts in there, and it's been a lot of fun. So I just want to thank everybody for participating and encourage you to continue participating, because this is also a really good week to catch up, to review, but also to get to know your fellow students, because we sort of lightened up a little bit in there, and you can see what, you know, like you can talk to each other, especially on that creativity post. So I loved it. I spent the whole day.
We always say that it takes 3 weeks to everybody to land.
Yes.
Right? We know this, right? Like, we've done this. This is our fifth time doing this. So we know exactly what happens to everybody. We know exactly how people can get squirrely the first 2 weeks. Then we know the third week. That's like, are we still doing it right or wrong, et cetera. And then everybody lands. In this week, that when the creativity post comes up, everybody starts to have fun.
Yes.
So,
And that's when all the bonding begins, and it really is. It's beautiful. Even if you don't want to post cards and do all that, include yourself in the creativity post, because it really is a lot of fun. Okay. My other thought is, you know, as I said, it is It is break. That means you didn't get a new module. So this is a really good time for everybody who's feeling a little bit behind to get caught up. If you are caught up, this is the perfect week to go and review everything. You know, it's really good to go and look back at the files, see what's been written, because you forget over time. And also to go back into the main hall and poke around in there. Look, you know, read former posts and remind yourself of things. It really, you'd be surprised what, read through some of the comments, go into the question thread where Colette has answered questions. You can go in there and read the different questions, what the answers are, you know, make notes to yourself about it. And really use this week as a week of exploration. You know, you're exploring, you're being creative, you're getting to know people, because let me tell you, what's coming up next is going to make your brains explode. So you want to enjoy yourself this week.
Right? That's so funny. I love that. It's so true. Module 4 is your head explodes.
Yes.
Right now, yeah, what we want is for you to really dive into these card spreads. And Doug and I are going to go through some, we're going to show you, oh, come on. So who's calling me?
In a hotel.
In a hotel.
Yes.
Every time, Colette.
I can't every time. Possible.
Every time. Spirit checks in with Colette whenever she's in a hotel room. Yes. So the other thing, while Colette is collecting her call, the other thing I would like to remind everybody is to go and read the headmistress notes from this week. At the very bottom, we have a fun activity we want to get everybody involved with. We're taking Oracle School selfies. So we want you to take a selfie now or find a recent picture of your beginning of Oracle School. And then when we finish up, take another selfie and put them side by side and compare. Look to see if you can see any physical differences in how you look, how you're holding yourself. It's an experiment and we think it might be a lot of fun. So we want you guys to definitely do that. And my last thing is, yes, it's to create. Yeah, I don't really have many headmistress, housekeeping notes, but I did want to encourage you to do all of that and have a great week. It's been fabulous. You guys, you've been taking our direction beautifully. You know, nobody gets upset. Everybody's just like, oh yeah, this is cool, whatever. You get to chat with Anna. So thank you for that. And thank you for the energy that you guys are bringing to your rooms. And don't be shy about asking for mentoring. You know, it is fun and it helps you to see the cards in a new way that maybe you hadn't thought of before. Yep.
Yay. And I apologize for that. I don't know how to get the message on my phone in the hotel, so I'd let the hell with it. They better not knock on my door. Oh my gosh. Hey, Anna, that was really great. And if you can stay on in a hiding place, right, for questions, that'd be great. And as you can see, the hotel ghosts that always call, that is so weird. Like, nobody even knows I'm here. They would call my cell phone. It's so probably fun. The concierge. That's very funny. Oh, yes, Doug has a new do. Anna has a new do. And no, I'm not getting my hair cut. Well, it's Colette's turn. No. So this is the week that we really love because it is the creativity week. So I'm going to invite everybody into a meditation before we get into the dynamic here. So I'd like you all to close your eyes and imagine that we're all sitting around a campfire. And the campfire is violet. Violet flame flickering in the center of our circle. And it's a happy flame. It's a happy fire. And as we look into this violet flame, in each one of our hearts is a tiny violet flame, like a pilot light. And as you breathe in, just allow that light to get a teeny bit brighter inside you. And this ignites your life force energy. And then imagine that the flame in your heart turns orange, then turns red. And then turns blue. Green. And then gold. And allow this golden light to start to grow inside you, filling you up. Igniting every cell in your body with healthy life force energy, with love. And imagine that you can see everybody else in the circle and everyone is glowing with this beautiful light. And the light is soft, it's not harsh. You are illuminated from the inside out. And now place your hand on your heart and just allow gratitude to come into you for this life force energy that is significant and unique and equal in each person. And as you tune into gratitude and look back at the violet flame in the center of the circle, imagine that that flame reaches high, high into the sky until it's a star. And if we can imagine blowing love into the star like this, watch it explode to millions of tiny stars and that they shoot high into the night sky. Each one representing our gifts to the world. Okay.
Beautiful.
It's nice, right? It feels good.
Yeah, it's really good. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Mm-hmm. So, Doug, let's talk about the two cards we picked for everybody tonight.
Yeah. So before the call tonight, Colette and I pulled a couple of cards. And the first one that we pulled, I have a thing that I do sometimes when I'm pulling cards for myself, where two will come out on my fingers. And I know that one is the main card and one is the inform. The main card tonight was No Place Like Home, card number 50 from Wisdom of the Oracle. And it's all about authenticity. It's all about coming home to yourself, being comfortable in your own skin, and knowing that you are where you need to be. And I think what we realized is, Colette and I were talking before we started tonight, that for us and for you guys, because this was what do we need to know to support you? That was really what this was about. It was your card. And it felt like that this is a week where you're kind of just coming, settling in, that sense of settling back into who you are, maybe even finding a way to settle in as being an Oracle School student as well, like really settling into this experience of Oracle School. And I think also settling into who you are in this, what could be possible going forward. Because the second card we pulled was 52, which was mending. And I would say that the, in this particular case, mending informed No Place Like Home. In other words, that how do we get to that No Place Like Home? It's through mending. It's through forgiveness. It's through releasing and healing after arguments, or mending relationships, making amends. And I had this thought as Colette and I were talking, that perhaps it's also about ways we need to make amends to ourselves, that ways where we may have, where we may have held things against ourselves that we need to let go of and release. Self-limiting beliefs, ways of thinking about ourselves or judging ourselves. You know, we talk very much in the first couple of weeks of class about being curious and not being judgmental. And it really is a great time for us as we kind of come into this week three to just allow yourself to, is there anything else I need to release to find that sense of No Place Like Home for myself? What thoughts do you have about those cards, C?
So I also see that with amending is also part of who we are in terms of our collective cultural agreement, because it's what's really prominent for everyone right now. And we can't ignore that. Like, although we really focus on our unique, authentic, inspired life, we still are part of a larger story that is imposed upon us right now in a way that we can't ignore. And so to have unrealistic expectations that you know the map, I think is really what's come up for a lot of people. And they think, I should know this, but nobody knows this right now. And so part of the self-forgiveness is that there's a rigidity that we have to allow to go away, right? You know, because there's so much expectation that's imposed upon everybody right now. And we can no longer look only at our personal journeys. We have to see ourselves part of a whole. And how can we be the healthy part of that whole and not give in to the toxicity? Right. And I think that's what's really key too around the forgiveness is the self-forgiveness for not knowing and to allow for growth. Right. You have to allow yourself to grow because we can so be thrown off our journey and off our alignment when we are buffeted by what's external to us. Like the conditions of the world are very fraught right now. They're difficult.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting affected by it. We can't deny that right now. I think this is really important to bring into the conversation that your unique, authentic, inspired life doesn't happen in a...
Oh, you just broke up.
We can't pretend that it's not happening.
I think you may have frozen. You said unique, authentic, inspired life doesn't happen in a vacuum.
Happen in a vacuum.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens within society. Like when you want to serve society, you have to take into account the society you're serving.
Right.
The people you're serving. We're all in flux right now. And I think that we need to give ourselves a break to not have these high expectations on yourself to get it right. When you are at the same time doing the cultural dance too. Right? Yeah. Like both and this and that is happening. And you don't exactly, Brenda Mary, you do not need to know everything and you need to stay in the 24 hours and you need to stay in beginner mind. And I do want to take this opportunity right now to talk about something that I see coming up in the rooms. You know, while you're starting, personal mastery is not to be, I always say, don't make any major changes during personal mastery. And you should not be using this particular time or the cards to make giant life decisions. That will not serve you. You know, that is not going to work for you here. This is a place for you to get to know yourself in a safe environment, and you start to recognize both your shadow and your light, this and. And so you can't actually use the cards. The cards will not give you the appropriate answers for big, because they're you're still in a place of trying to understand how they reflect you. Mm-hmm. So please use this time to really get the power of the cards and how they are used as a tool for you to understand yourself and to see all the different sides of yourself. Like you're exploring a diamond and the different facets of that diamond. And that's where I think the mending card comes in. Like, don't just like, yeah. Look at like, oh, look, there's a little flaw. Did I freeze?
No, you're great. I had this thought, Colette, when, you know, part of what we talk about in personal mastery, especially is that, is to get you into the place of neutral observer. Because for many of us, in maybe in some areas of our lives more than in others, we are in a space of reacting. I've talked about this last week. We'll talk about it again, I'm sure, right? The space of reacting, and we feel as if we don't have choices, that things are happening right to us, rather than being in the space of neutral observer allows us to say, oh, wait, I could make a different choice, but I have to first find where my source of power is. And in personal mastery and in Oracle School, we talk about that being your co-creative partnership with spirit. And that the Oracle cards are one way for you to tap in, a great way, by the way, to tap into that. But the first step is shifting. If we just put Oracle cards with someone like any of us who's been living a reactive life, then the cards become a part of that reactive story. And so what we want to do is try and give you some space instead to say, how can I first shift my reactive story to a responsive story where I am being responsible to what is going on in my life from my own sense of choice, and then moving on from there. And so I think part of the reason for holding off on some of those big decisions is that it's not just about the cards. It's about also shifting the way you see your role as co-creator of your life with spirit. Did that make sense, Colette? Coming out?
Absolutely. And I think that this is really key, and that you slow down enough to, like, here's the thing. What we don't want you to use the observer and the bird example for is to bypass what's going on. So there are some people getting some feedback from the video, but I think that's not us, because when Doug was talking. Okay, so
were you hearing
guys
it, Colette?
Don't mind. No, I was not hearing any problems with sound. So
all right, I'll adjust a mic source, see if that helps for the next time.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you are a tiny bit, but okay. Nope, see, lots of people are okay on the sound too. I'm gonna turn the chat off temporarily if you guys don't. Oh no, Doug, you're gonna have to, because I can't. Yeah, if you don't mind just shutting the chat off while we're talking. Okay, good. So what I think is really key is that we recognize that we can't know everything. We're not bypassing what's happening in our world by getting into the observer mode. We're giving ourselves a break, a breathing space, a place of detached observation, so that we can view the landscape without identifying with it, right? So that it's not personal and it's not suction cup to the end of our nose. Why I brought up the collective experience as well is that we can't separate ourselves from it. We're part of this, the two, this and that is happening. This is happening, which is very tumultuous right now everywhere. And it's very easy for us to be reactive. And we lose why we're here. Like, and we're looking at ways in which we could protect ourselves in some way, right? So that's what's going on here. Response able is what Doug is talking about. How do we become response able? So we are capable of responding. We are response able. But we cannot be response-able if we are also being reactive. So that's why we tell you, don't make any big major decisions during personal mastery. A lot of people make them after, that's fine. But this is a way for us to learn a new method of determining where we are at any given moment, what is being reflected, and what our next right action could be based on the vantage point which we attend to the cards, but we're still in practice mode. All of us are when we enter in personal mastery. We're practicing, we're experimenting, we're exploring. And that's the mending piece too. It's like, oh, I could tweak this. It's like kind of perfecting something. We've polished the diamond. We find the flaws. We look at that. So we're looking at things in more of a holistic way. So that's one of the reasons why we say, you know, take this time, understand your story in motion, which is why we gave you all those different versions of the three card spread of how you could have these different possible ways of asking questions, and then understanding how cards flow in motion. Like if I ask this question in these three cards, which is what I gave you in the videos, I think I use the same three cards in all those different ways. Like if I asked it this way, it would mean something slightly different. So learning and understanding how cards could reflect different refracted light. If you understand what refracted light is, sometimes it goes this way and it's coming from the same point. And other times it goes that way. And that's why we're giving you all those different versions of the three card spreads, so that you understand how the refracted light could shine on something else. That it's still coming from the same source, but it points in a different direction. It illuminates something different. So slowing down and playing and experimenting, as opposed to thinking you have to get it right, is really where we want you to come from. Doug, does that make sense?
Yeah, completely. I loved it, Colette. I love the idea of a reflection. It kind of leans us into the whole conversation of the anatomy of a reading, which is covered in module 3. I wondered if we might want to dive into some of that content. Would that be okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a look at is that in the home play or
practice? It's in the first download, Practical Magic 1, Magic. Module 3 1. Oh, yep. And it's on page 7 of the. Because there we talk about framing of the question, checking our motives, and also the Oracle cards as a mirror. And, you know, all of this, we talked a little bit last week about the alchemy of doing a reading, but in that it's really about spirit plus cards plus you equals the Oracle. In fact, that's something that Colette has in the formula. But you know, as we do this, we want to give you, this is a week we're going to give you these three card spreads to kind of help you go a little deeper is the idea, and to understand it from a formula perspective or the anatomy perspective of a reading in that way. That seemed like a good place to start, Colette, or do you want to start earlier?
Yeah. No, I think this is a great place to start, because this is where I think everybody can get a little snagged. So is the, like, well, what is it? You know, so remembering that Oracle card. Am I there? Am I still here?
Now you're back. Oracle cards are, is what we heard, the very beginning, just the basics.
I came back, my internet in the hotel went off.
I hear you. You're back.
Where did I leave off?
At the very beginning, we missed it all. Oracle cards are, and then it stopped. Oh, yikes. Hotel internet.
Come on now.
There you are.
Wow. It should be okay. They gave me high-speed internet. I paid for it, so I hope it's... Please don't let this be happening. Okay, maybe Anna might have to help us out here.
Okay, you're back now, so let's try talking about Oracle cards. Again, because we've got you back.
Oracle cards is a mirror. So this is the key piece of working with Oracle cards, because they will show you what you don't see. So when you don't right away know what a card is reflecting, that's when you spend time. Like, for example, a great example is when you ask that question, that we call it the double negative, when we say, what weed am I looking for? because that sounds like it's negative, right? And in fact, you go, let's say somebody's got happy, and somebody asked me that question on in the main hall. And it's like, that's the subject matter, right? So then you sit with that and go, ah, this is something that's unknown to me intellectually through my memory or through what I believe is happening. And it really reflects what's unconscious, right? So if you don't know what's going on and the card says something to you like, huh? Ask yourself what could be unconscious. What is it that you're not seeing? So you've got to slow down long enough to allow that card to reflect to you something that is invisible and unknown. And I think that that's really something that very easily people lose. Like they forget this. They're like, oh yeah, that's what I want to bring up now. Doug, do you want to add to that? No.
No, I think I'm good. Keep going.
Okay. So that's just really important that you guys know that you slow down enough to go, oh, that's interesting. I'm not really sure what that means. I wonder what's going on unconsciously. So that's an opportunity to ask deeper questions of yourself. And that's why the cards become such a powerful navigation tool, because you're like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize this is going on. Or who in my world does this apply to that's affecting me, right? That goes right back to some of our early videos where we talk about dominant energy. Is this mine? Is this reflective of the environment I find myself in as well? So, right? So when we, now that we've gotten to the three card readings, then we see that the story in motion of the three cards, depending on the positions that you chose the reading to reflect, that then that will also tell a story. That's why we don't need more cards. That's why literally you can learn so much in three cards. It's amazing. Now, I don't mind opening the chat now if people have.
Yeah, let's do that. Colette, as we're doing that, would you talk a little bit, I know it's just before this section, but just a reminder, we talked about dominant energy and motive, but also framing the question, how a question can be leading if we're not careful. And the whole idea of using open questions. Can you talk about that while I open chat up?
Yes, absolutely. So yes or no questions, like when there's a motive to get a specific type of answer, like will I be successful in this job if I take it, right? Or if I get involved with this person, will I be happy? So what happens then is that you limit the conversation to a yes or no answer. And you need to have an open conversation with the oracle itself so that it can have an open conversation about your life instead of narrowing the focus. And then you miss out on what the cards actually want to tell you, which may be way more important than the way you framed the question. Or so like, is this the man for me, as opposed to what will I learn if I enter into this relationship? Because let's give you an example. Say you have a pattern and that pattern is very ingrained in you. If you ask, is this the man for me? And the cards indicate that this is familiar territory, then you're not getting that you're going to have a problem or that you're going to continue in a repeat performance of the past, because you're looking to see, is this the man for me, instead of realizing, oh, that's the man for me who's going to hurt me the same way as the man before, right? So that's when you're able to open up the question broader and saying, what can I expect when I enter into this relationship? Then the cards can give you a much more, it actually gives you a more broader perspective and a more detailed answer, all right, than a more narrow focus. So that's really key. So how you frame your question is going to be as important as what the cards say. So what do I need to know, which is the most easiest way to frame a question if you don't know how to frame a question. What do I need to know? And then what's the motive behind you asking the question? You know, like I want to know that I'm safe, that I have esteem, that I have power, that I'm going to get what I want. None of those. If you're clear on that, you're clear about your motive to really know what is true for you, that's where you have to clean up the motive, because we can easily approach the cards with a motive to get to basically get what we want, you know, and just what we want. And so the other thing that I'd love for you to do too is to explore the symbols and artwork on the cards and see what they mean to you. For example, all those flags are an indication that we live in a circus, right? That it's the circus of life. And some of them have more than others, right? So, and make it your own. Like, you might notice something in a card, like Fork in the Road was one of the most detailed cards. It has an actual fork in a road with a monkey on it. So you'll start to feel, in Woto, you'll start to feel this theme of the oracle itself reflecting the theme of your life. And so you just want to kind of pay attention to you know, how do you affected by the art, et cetera. The other thing too is about back to like the concept of motive. And I really like what somebody said, don't be attached to an answer or an outcome. Exactly.
Colette, someone, Linda had a question in the chat related to that. I think it's really helpful. But it's a little outside of our world here, but I want to talk about it. She says, I have a question about intention. You tell us to relax, be neutral before a reading. How do I know when someone else is giving me a reading that the intention is not theirs? And I think that's really a trust issue. I mean, that's separate from what we talk about here, guys. But that's why you want to be really careful to trust anyone you ask and invite into your life to do a reading. So, but that's why what we're teaching is not for you to have someone else do it, but for you to do that and to be responsible for your own energy. And that's really what checking your motive is about, is how do we can't be responsible for someone else's energy. We can be responsible where we put ours, and we can be responsible for where we invite someone into our life. Anything you would add to that?
The other piece about that is, if you are talking about getting a reading from somebody, is that you need to be neutral going to the reading. Like, you have control over if somebody else is reading you, they are going to read your dominant energy, even if they don't know they're reading your dominant energy. So if you can go into a reading, if you're talking about getting one from somebody else, you're equally as responsible to go in with this neutrality when you're receiving it from somebody, right? So, but that isn't what we're teaching you here. But that's a good question. It's a very good question. Go neutral before you get the reading.
So shall we do a sample reading and kind of bring that up as a frame of some of those? Because I know we've had several people ask about this. So I'm going to just share a page from your home play document, guys, just for a second. I'll take it off once we get it up. But I want you to just kind of get a sense here of, you know, three card spreads can be just about anything we need them to be. And in your home play document on page 3, which is what you should all be seeing right now, is there are several 3-card spreads you could do. Each of these items being a position. So a past, present, highest good, past, present, possible outcome. Or down in relationships, we have some. Or on the next page, business and finance. So they're all just examples of 3-card spreads. And as Colette says here at the top, there are hundreds of possible positions, right? So one of these call out to you, Colette, that you want to try for tonight? I'll get the cards ready for us.
Here's what I'd like to do is have somebody, let's get somebody up and they can pick one. And I'd like everybody to be participating in this. So we'll demonstrate by getting somebody up with us. They're going to pick which one they want to pick, which one they want to do. And what we'll do is we'll show them it, the one they picked. And then for fun, we'll say, what if you pick this one? We'll pick a second one. And then we'll say how the cards would have changed.
Great. So if you guys are, if anyone is up for doing a 3-card reading with us this evening, a 3-card spread, go ahead and raise your hand, because we'll only pick from those of you that have raised your hand in the system. That way we know that you have video that works and audio that works, and you're up for this. So those are the two ways we can kind of connect. So please go ahead and do that now.
I'd like to answer two of these questions here.
Go for it.
So Tabby said, no matter how many practice rees we do a day, we speak to different nuances and different intentions. Yes. I think that's really key to know that there are different nuances, and you, as long as you're not asking about the same subject, which then goes into the Oracle abuse thing, the practice reads that we do with ourselves, with other people, it enables us to understand our energy and the energy of the subject, which is why you want to change subjects. And Kathy said that she was getting clear about subtleties of oracle abuse. And it's all oracle abuse typically shows up, by the way, when you do relationship readings. So that's what I've noticed over the years. The most abuse is about relationships of others. So I would not ask more than once a day about, I would not. I would stick to one question a day about the relationship and allow yourself time to integrate the answers that get reflected. Because if you're in a relationship, it has its own, you're talking about your energy and somebody else's. So while you're learning, I wouldn't ask more than once a day, because it says you asking, how can I work with one theme and ask a question about that theme on more than one day without going into, oh, I see, the same theme going, yes, it's if you do it once a day on the same theme, you'll see different nuances about the same theme. If you start to feel, you feel oracle abuse. Oracle abuse feels like it's an energy and it enters into your chest or your belly. You actually can sense oracle abuse. It's not something that's intellectual. You feel it in your body, like, ooh, I'm starting to feel a little high and not grounded. The minute you start to feel ungrounded, I wouldn't ask the question anymore. I would wait a few days. So that's the best answer for Kathy.
Great. So I'm going to just scroll through our raised hands here and pick someone out of the list. I'm picking Eileen, eileenharvey.com. So Eileen, I'm bringing you to a panelist. And again, as always, guys, if you've already been called on for a previous week, please don't raise your hand. We want to try and get as many of you as possible through the course. But let's see if we can get Eileen. Eileen, I'm going to get you to start your video.
Hello.
Yeah, we can hear
Hi,
you.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Coletta. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
Good. Can we get your video turned on?
I don't know. Hold on. Oh, there it is. Okay, it's off.
There
How's
you
that?
Are. Good.
Any better?
You're perfect. All right. So which?
So which?
Go ahead, Colette.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Pick the pick of. Would you want a general relationship or finance?
General relationship.
No. You okay? General or relationship? So you want to go into relationship? So you have these.
No, let's
He's
go general.
Possible. We're going to pick one. Okay. So pick one of the, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can pick one of 8.
Okay. Oh, there they are. Great. Let's see. I think it's one of the past, present, and high is good. Why not?
All right.
Okay, so let's start with the first one. And then, Doug, I'm going to pick another version of this, okay? So let's pick the general. So we're going to pick 3 cards for you, Eileen. Now, because okay. It's we're teaching, we're going to actually do the reading for you, right? It's going to be as opposed to you doing it for yourself, because we're using this as a teaching tool. Is that okay? So we're going to show you how we get our answers. Then I'm going to compare it to a different version, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mending in the protection position is in the past.
Look at that. All of my cards have been coming up in the protection.
Okay. Now in the present, Doug is going to pick a second card.
Co-create and protection.
I see.
And the highest good.
Okay. Highest good.
Unfinished symphony.
All right. I've never seen that one before.
Sometimes I like to start on the last card. All right. Sometimes I go backwards. I want to know what's my highest good. So the highest good is unfinished symphony, which means you get a second chance. Right. Let's just average this out. Right. So if like, again, I know the cards. So the last card, which is your highest good, is you get a do-over. You get to revisit, but you're revisiting it from another position. You're gone up the rung and you say, aha. So you just picked, we don't need a question, Bonnie. The question is she just picked the 3 cards to tell a story, right? So you just wanted to tell a story. So there was no question framed, is that correct? You just wanted to know what my story is. Is this correct?
Yeah, basically. I do have something in mind, but I don't think that's going to help me with this. It's Would a little late.
Okay. So if we go back into the past, do you want to tell us what the question was? Say, let's say, for example, you posed a question, but I just assumed when you didn't give us a question, you just wanted to tell us the story in motion with the cards.
No, that's fine. It's a long story, and it's a while ago. I had one
so
grandmother.
The question would be.
Okay, that's the part I'm having a problem with is how to frame the question.
What do I need to know about this situation? That's the question. That's the best way to frame it. So what do I need to know, or what do I still need to discover? So tell me, what is it that you're looking for? Like, what are you looking for in your question?
I guess I kind of feel cheated in my life.
Okay.
My mom was in a wheelchair, and my grandma liked my sister better. So
okay.
I had my dad, and that was about it.
And so how...
Okay, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
What would you hope, given that reality of your past, given that that's what has happened, what would you want to know? Would we want to ask the question of, you could say, what do I need to know to move on from this story and to create my life going forward? Or what do I need to know about how this story has been a gift for me in my life, potentially? Do any of those resonate, or what kind of resonates for you as you think about that situation? If that's the situation you're curious about, what would the question sound like for you, Eileen? Let's start there.
I think the first one that you said would be more apt to resonate with me.
How to move on from this story?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just take a look then at these cards as they've shown up, if that's all right. So what this is saying in the past is that you've had heartbreak. You've had loss. Mending and protection is about loss. It's about things not going the way they wanted. And in fact, that's what you just described. And that you had, in the past, you've had to process deep heartbreak, really, and loss. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And not only that, yeah, go, Colette.
So the next card would mean that in the present moment, you are temporarily forgetting that you are in a partnership, right? Co-creating yeah. protection says you're not alone,
yeah.
that you are not defined by your past, right? The past does not define you. If you have a partnership with spirit now, you are capable of the third card, which is a second chance. A beautiful opportunity to see things from a different perspective. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so if you think about the Unfinished Symphony also talks about making amends, even in that card, which is what we started with mending. So it might be really helpful to think about, is there anything that you need to take action on to have the second chance be real for you? So is there any amends you need to make? And by the way, when we're dealing with things in the past, sometimes, as this is my coach talking, the best amends we can make is writing a letter that we never send, right? Writing a letter mm-hmm. to someone that we never send to say, I forgive you, I release you, I'm mad at you, and I forgive you and I release you, whatever you need to say.
Wow, it's that's a great idea, Doug.
It's getting to the other side of it so that you can move on, because there's a gift in this. And as long as you stay stuck in the story, you won't move past it. And that's what the cards are really, I mean, you came with a big question, Eileen, and you got a big answer, just for the record.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it a lot.
Now, Colette, do you want to pick a different spread and like use the same three cards to just talk? Go ahead, please.
No, keep going.
Keep going.
No, not in this context. I think in this context, the opportunity is about writing a letter to yourself, because there's a little girl in you that doesn't understand why she wasn't chosen, right? That there's a little girl in you that is asking this question. It's not the adult. It's that little girl in the mending card saying like, my grandmother liked my sister better. My mom was in a wheelchair. This wasn't fair, right? And you even said you got cheated.
Right.
So it's writing a letter to that little girl and saying how much you love her and that you are worthy, because having that second chance enables you to start again, to trust that you're lovable. And you are lovable, Eileen.
Oh,
you know,
you're thank
so
you.
Lovable. You know, and that, but what is this noise?
It's my phone. I'm sorry. Somebody keeps texting me.
Oh, it's your phone. I'm like, yes. Is it in my hotel room? But I think with you, I don't want to do another version of this. I think that we got the right version, and I just wanted to give you a little bit of coaching in that, you know, that the amends, it needs to be made to that little girl. You know, that you are telling her she's worthy and that she's lovable and that you're going to take her with you. And she.
You must be that same little girl that picks up that bag of M&Ms every time we go by the candy aisle.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And that little girl, she's a little sweet and she's fun and she's adorable and she's lovable. And yes, life sucks sometimes and it's not fair.
I appreciate
it's
it.
It's never too late. It is
you guys
never
are the greatest.
Too late.
And you're not finished. That's Unfinished Symphony, right? You're not finished. We love you, Eileen.
Right.
You got to start again. Love you, Eileen.
Thank you so much.
All right. Let's pull someone else up on the list. So I'm going to just again swipe through the raise hands, and I'm going to pull Rosie. So Rosie, you're coming up.
There we go.
And Rosie, I'm going to invite you to start your video. If you'll just accept that and turn on we'll unmute you.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm so excited to meet you guys.
We're glad you're here too.
Thank you. Thank
so Rosie, so what I'd love for you to do, if Doug, if you don't mind putting that, sharing your screen again, and then I can see Rosie and you and I over here. So Rosie, have a look and pick one of these subjects and then pick which one you want and give us your question. And then if it's appropriate, I'll see if a second one, if we could use this as a way. But again, if it's deep and meaningful and whatever, we may just stay on the one.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us what your question is and pick the three card spread that you'd like us to tell your story in motion.
Okay, great. The business and finances.
Which one?
Business and finances.
And then which one of these five questions are spreads?
Okay.
It's drawing more to you.
What is the nature of business? The first one. What is the nature of the business? How do I tend it? What would I grow? What needs to be pruned? Where does this lead?
All right, and what? Tell us about your question then. What is the question you're
wanting to know? Yeah, you have to know what the nature of the business is.
Okay, well, I started. I just finished a course about coaching business, and even though I did the course, I'm still stuck. I feel like I'm scared, like to go in public and talk, and how I'm gonna be able to help people and also make that a business that I grow monetary way, you know, like.
Okay. So in this case, so you know what, Doug, the nature of the business is coaching. Is that right, Rosie?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we know the nature of the business is coaching. Now let's find out, one, how do I tend it? What will grow? What needs to be pruned? And where does this lead? Okay. So this case, we're going to choose four cards, and I'm going to show you how you would get your story in motion. Okay. So now, Doug, do you want to
cut them?
At least up so I can go. I can refer back to the.
Yep. first position.
Okay.
Co-create root protection.
So the co-create is how do I tend it? I'm just going to tell you what they mean as we pull them, okay? Okay. So how do I tend it? So inherent in that, and this is a way you guys can look at, and then we put the story together. So we're going to do the first card. Remember, it's the anchor card. How do I tend it? It's to remind yourself that you are going to be in partnership with spirit. There is a story in motion, right? So the story in motion is key, but that story in motion is that you are in a co-creative partnership, because co-create is in protection. You think you're the only one in the game. How am I going to do all this? Well, yeah, if you think you're the only one in the game, right? And then therefore, there it is. Actually, okay. Doug, do you want to take the PDF down off the screen?
For sure.
Okay.
Now, what will grow is chaos and conflict, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you're going to change. People think that's a bad card. It's not. Uh-uh. Chaos and conflict is a card that represents change. So it's like, oh, how is it going to grow? I'm going to have to make changes, right? It's like, if I'm in partnership with spirit in this coaching business, and how am I going to grow this? Well, I can't stay the same. Mm-hmm. That's what that means. And I want you guys to kind of drill it down to the, like, yes, you have to read your guidebooks, but then you have to give yourself, like, it might only be one little sentence. That's why I'm not using the guidebook right now with you. I'm like, oh yeah, what is chaos and conflict? Like, you might read the whole guidebook, because we want to bring up lots of people. That's why we're not doing it. So it's like, what does a chaos and conflict card mean? It means change. It means the winds are going to come. It's going to blow some seeds around. I can't stay the same. I need to stir the pot. I'm consciously disrupting my life by getting out in public.
Mm-hmm.
I might be afraid. That's okay. And what is that? What is
time for a nap? It's what needs to be pruned. What needs to be pruned? Oh. Time for a nap and protection.
I get that card a lot. Time for a nap.
Well, in protection, In protection, it's human. It's not that you're a human being, not a human doing. It's about workaholism, right? So what needs to be pruned is right back to your co-create card in protection, which is you are not doing this alone. You're doing this with spirit, and you don't have to do it all. Like, there's a sense of that you, there's almost a sense that you have gotten this double message here that you have to do it all. And if you're not acting, working, making it happen, delivering, boom, 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 that you're not doing enough. And what this is saying is, you've got to take care of yourself in this process. You need to rest when you need to rest, and you got to co-create with spirit as well. Now, we got one more card. Where does all this lead if you do all of these things?
No, can you help me?
I got that card yesterday.
So let's think about this as a story, right? This is the story of you shifting your whole life into this new type of role and position. It's reminding you that you're not doing this on your own, that it's going to cause disruptive change in your life. This is not simple. It's going to be disruptive, chaos and conflict, but you can't keep doing it the same way you perhaps have always done it. You've got to prune out that idea of being a human doing. That's got to be pulled out of your point of view, and remember that you're partnering with spirit. That's when the abundance and the milk and honey comes forth. And that's when the better way of living, the better way of life is for you as well. Does that make sense?
So this is why we're giving you this way, right? Like, Doug and I are kind of taking you through the process so you guys understand how we get these readings. It's like, you're like, okay, so if you were to read your guidebook, you would have pulled those things out, and you'd still have to say in a general way, if I were to look at this as a whole story in motion, oh, here's a couple of things I need to change, because I think I have to do it by myself. Now, this doesn't mean you're going to be fearless. I think this is so important, Rosie, honey. It's scary. That's what the chaos and conflict card is. It is scary. You're starting a new career. Like, you know, like, it's a scary time. It's scary everywhere right now. It's like, you got to feel the fear and do it anyway, right?
Yes.
But you're here with us. We love you. We want to support you. It's like you're in a safe place and it's okay to be scared. It's like these high expectations we all have of ourselves, and you're a perfect example. It's like you think you have to do it all by yourself.
Yes, that's true.
I would just be curious, Rosie, is that part of a story that you've had in your whole life, that a human being versus human doing? Like that you have to work, you have to do it all yourself, or you have to do everything. It's all about the doing rather than the being side of things. Is that a life pattern for you?
It is.
Yeah. It is. I think that's why this shift is so important, and why both of those cards, co-create and time for a nap, are coming up, have been and showed up today for you in that regard.
Okay. Yeah. And so the other thing is really, really important. Remember that everybody got the mending card today, right? Everybody did. So it's like to forgive yourself because you have super high expectations that may be unrealistic for you, right? That you think you have to come out of the cake, like at the party, like you got to hop out of it. But here I am, Rosie, the coach. When really it needs, yeah, right? Yeah. It takes one little meaningful step, one step at a time, not a big giant. How are you going to get from A to Z? You got to go little step at a time, remembering, you know what, and the other thing is too, every single person, your primary relationship is to your higher power. It's not to yourself or anyone else. Spirit first. That's the only way that any of us is going to survive the external world too, right? Remember, you're coaching, you're stepping in as a coach into a collective that's changing radically. You should be scared. And all of us are. And yay, guess what? We're all scared. Okay. So don't worry about the being scared part. Just remember that you are not doing this alone.
Okay. Yes.
You can be in a minute, and then, right? And this and that is true. I can be a little scared, and I can also be empowered.
Mm-hmm. You can so have the spirit both. Guide me. Yes. Have the spirit guide me and just that's, I guess not study so much because I do study a lot and I do a lot of studying and I don't sleep enough because of that, because I'm trying to be, yeah. So the nap.
You get there, you can't get there any faster. If you don't sleep, you're going to fall asleep at the wheel, right? Yeah. And you're not going to get to where you want to go any faster. I can tell you this right now. Making the decision to, like, if you can visualize yourself too, I'm going to give this to everybody needs to hear this. If you can see yourself coaching somebody in your mind's eye and the feeling that you have helping somebody and that you just imagine yourself there, right? Just let yourself play with that a little bit. Not instead of forcing yourself to learn and learn and learn, just give yourself a break and just allow your imagination to see you there. And then let spirit do the work. It's like that's the one step towards the gods that we still need to take too before they take 10 steps to us. It's not the constant work, study work when we don't sleep. It's like, I'm going to take a break and just, this is my intention. I'm going to turn it over to the universe and then I'm going to make sure that you sleep, you eat, you hydrate. It's not going to come to you any faster if you cram. It's going to be in perfect divine timing.
Good.
Amen.
Love you, Rosie.
I love it. I love you guys. I love you, Colette.
I love you.
Bye. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Excuse me. All right.
I love this.
Good. I'm going to just. Yeah. Well, and I'm going to ask, especially guys, if you're a relationship, I think we should do a relationship. We have a couple of questions to come on that. So, I'm going to hope my mouse fingers find a relationship person here. Colby. Well, wait, Colby, we had you last week, didn't we? Do we have Colby? Maybe, maybe not. Colby Thompson, you're coming up. But again, just as a reminder, guys, want to try and bring people up that haven't been on before. Colby, come on and we'll get you on video here. I don't remember if we did or we didn't. I may be mistaken, Colby. I'm sorry if that's my mistake. Oh, wait, I goofed, Colby. Come at, hang on. That was me. I made a mistake. One
moment,
we
have more
please.
Than one Colby.
No, but I goofed up. I made a mistake. So I clicked the wrong button. Colby, you're coming back. It was my mousy fingers. All right, now I'm going to ask you to start your video, Colby. And I'm going to unmute you. There you are. No, we haven't had you up, have we? What a wonderful
gift. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Oh, I was on coffee with Colette a couple
That's
weeks ago.
That's what it was. Okay, good. Yes. All right. Well, what question?
Yes, we haven't had you in Oracle School.
No. What question do you have, Colby? Is it in general relationship or business finance?
It's in business finance. And the reading I'm really interested in, the spread that I'm interested in, is my relationship with money.
Great. Okay. Past relationship to money, current relationship to money, what needs to heal?
Yep.
Okay,
and what
good.
Needs to heal?
All right, yes. Well, let's get some cards for you. Yeah.
Great, because I'm now, at work. I'm taking a little break from cleaning a doctor's office.
All right. Okay, Colette, I'm going to show you the cards as they come up.
Here's the other piece, too. Okay, but I just want to say something. So during a three-card reading, like, we read them in a linear way from left to right. But like I showed you with the first one, sometimes I like to look at the last card, say, well, that's interesting. What can that last card tell me about the first two? So all of them have a story. It's not linear. They're stacked sometimes, like, because each one influences the other, including the last card influences the first one, can tell us lots more about all of them. So you don't have to start the anchor card, yes, the first card, but I like to look at all the three cards, see what comes up for me and say, like, ooh, what could I learn about that last card? More so, I start with the first card and then I want to sometimes go, okay, like, what does the last card tell me about that first or second card? And then what does the first card tell me about the last card? So three cards can be read all kinds of ways, even though we're showing them to you in a linear way, okay? So the first card, Doug, is what?
Message in a bottle.
So
upright.
And that card tells us about your current
past relationship to money.
So your past relationship to money is that you could see that show up in your world. In other words, your life experience was obvious to you because it's in your past. Like when I see message in a bottle relate to my past, it tells me that I have proof that I might have got it wrong, or that I have a relationship that showed up obviously in my life. Like, for example, I might have lost, like in my life, my family lost all their money. That big tragedy happened that made me, something in my past made me screwed up about money for a while, right? So that's like something in your past made you screwed up about money. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Right? So now let's go to what is the next
current relationship up? Current relationship to money. Familiar visitor.
So now the current relationship. There you go. Time for a nap. You are not here to make up for the past. Okay. So when time for a nap. Okay, because I wanted to relate the second card to the first card, right? So right now, if you think being a workaholic or having it in your head that you have to pay for what was in the past, and I know your past, right? Your current reality is informed by the last one, yes, but you're not here to make up for that. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what needs to heal?
Oh.
Never-ending story and protection.
Ah, okay. Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you a little bit more about that. So if I were to see that with you, never-ending story and protection is also the story imposed upon you by culture. Because it's like your experience of the past, oh, you just disappeared. Am I frozen?
Can you hear us,
frozen?
Colby? I think she may be frozen. Let's
yes,
make sure
I can.
She can hear us. Keep going. There she is.
Okay. So because the unfinished symphony is the third card, right?
A
so
never-ending story, never-ending so story.
A never-ending story, pardon me, which is we know the victim story. So if you recall, because I know your story. So if we look at the story that culture imposes upon your past, it doesn't need to be repeated. You need to heal that, like whatever bias that you have because of your past story, that needs to heal.
And I would just add to that, Colette, you know, did you catch that, Colby?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Not the last part, because she seems frozen.
Yeah, I think you're having a little internet trouble because we're both here, but I think you keep locking up on us. I'm going to stop your video so that we can make sure you hear us.
I'm in the Berkshire Mountains.
Okay, I'm going to stop your video, but you're still going to be able to hear us. All right.
Okay,
so we're just going to let you, I want you to hear this, Colby. So let's just, I'm stopping your video to kind of get you to a place where you can have audio only.
Okay.
And then that way you can hear us. It talks in this in the protection message about a time to avoid drama at all costs, and to really have the mantra of not my circus, not my monkeys. I think what needs to heal is any dramatic interpretation that you've had or thoughts about money in the past and your relationship to money. It is the victim story that Colette was talking about. It's avoiding that, and it's realizing you can create a new story. But the first step, the action here. And often, guys, on these third cards, some of these spreads, the third card is an action. In this case, it is. It's what do you need to do? And what you need to do is clear the drama a little bit. And so that gives you a perspective on that as far as what you need to do. Now, Joanne just asked in the chat, good question, Joanne. Can we pull a clarification card for Colby? That's something we often talk about in this model or in this module, module 3, that could give her a little bit more info.
Yes, because as you know, Colette, the business part of this, the question about business is that I'm writing a book about my life and it has to do with a victim story. But my relationship with money in that is that I think I'm like so worried about making money that my intentions are getting all screwed up about this book itself. You know what I mean?
They're two different separate things. Writing a book and making money are two different things. Like, I can tell you that most writers don't make money at their books. They're like business cards. So we're being worried that you have to make a living while you're writing the book. It's just saying is like, don't throw yourself into this in a way that's making you feel like you can't have one without, like one is one can't exist, like one can only exist without the other. So I think that's a piece of it. So let's pull a clarification card, Doug, for her.
Great.
Mending.
Of course, absolutely.
Yep. So what does that mean to you then, Rosie? Colby?
That means to me that I need mending around this never-ending story that I am that I am about to bring in front of the world. Because yes, I do consider this book my calling card. It's just the beginning of the business that I want. But I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself about it. And I think it's around my relationship with money in the past. You know, so.
Colby, can I tell you something, honey? No, sure. let me tell you something. Every single author puts pressure on themselves. Join the club. All right. So every writer goes through a crazy making time. Oh my, and they put an undue pressure on themselves. You are doing exactly what every writer does. This is normal. And this is normal. Your story, on the other hand, is groundbreaking. It's amazing. You know, and it's, yes, you want to bring it to the world. Yes, you also have to make a living. But it's really when you're saying you're putting all this undue pressure on yourself, that's what every writer does.
Well, that makes me feel good. I'm in with the crowd.
Well, and that's also what, let's remind her, that's what time for a nap and protection is too. Like that's that same message, is right. To just give yourself a little grace. That's a card that says,
yeah.
catch yourself on the doing part of this relationship to money. Put yourself into the being part of this relationship with money. I mean, that's what it's talking about there. So I think that's also related to your writing. So sometimes books need to percolate a little bit. I'm not saying stop writing, but maybe there's something about just being with that story, loving that story that you're writing and you're bringing to bear, mending that relationship with that story, you know, giving yourself some space to really just to be with it as you write it too. So that let it be both the doing of writing and the being with of percolating. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. And I'm seeing all the comments. They're so supportive. That's very good. Nice. This community is the best.
And we think you're special and amazing. And yeah, and you know what? I love what Wendy said. It's just pressure. Diamonds come from pressure.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to help so many people with this story of yours because your story is extraordinary.
Thank you, Colette. Thank you.
Thank you, Colby.
And thank you, Doug. Thank
My
you very
pleasure,
much.
Honey. All right,
now I can go back to work and clean this doctor's office.
All right. Thanks, Colby.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
All right.
It's amazing. It's like we have some extraordinary people in our school, right?
Very much so.
Like, and we all, and one of the things that everybody needs to know is self-care is key. And that nobody is going to do anything perfectly. Like that's, everybody is going to get to a place where they feel in some way that they're not doing it right or they're doing it wrong or they're putting too much pressure on themselves. This is life, but we have to be reminded. That's why these rooms work for us, right? It's like, it's like, I love what Butterfly 29 said. I'm a writer and I feel her pain. Exactly. It's like, oi, it can be hard, but then there's like, you know, being with the story. It's so true. Let's pick somebody else, Doug.
All right. Well, I had a weird thing just happen. There was someone I wanted to pick whose hand was up and then it went away. Deidre Cooper, can I pick you? Your name came up and I had my mouse over you and then you vanished. So I want to find you because I think you are next. There you go. It's back. Deidre, you're coming on. I haven't had that happen in a while, but felt like that was exactly the person to bring up. And then she lowered her hand. There she is. I'm going to ask you to start your video, Deidre. So let me do that first. And then once you get on, I'll unmute you as well. There you are.
Oh, wow. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I need to plug my tablet in really quick.
Don't lose your juice.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
You bet. So what question stands out for you? What question area? Relationships, general business, finance?
I guess business finance would be.
Okay, another one. All right, we've got a business. Which of these questions would you like to pick from?
Let's see.
And by the way, if it is about a business, it can also be a general. There might be something in this general section that might connect with you as well. Like what's the story or what's the nature of the obstacle?
Yeah.
And what's the question that you have?
Or even a relationship to your business. I just sort of want to.
Oh yeah.
Play with something else here.
Oh yeah.
How about what is the story now?
How about
say that again?
Just pick one.
Okay. Okay. What is the story now?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Let's do that one because that's what you suggested, Colette. Too. Why am I telling it? How does my narrative influence the business?
Yeah. Because it's a relationship to your business.
Yes.
All right.
I love this.
Okay.
Jud. All right. A couple of new cards tonight. The first one. So what is the story now? And it's chop wood and protection.
Okay.
You want me to show you all three cards, see?
Yeah.
And then why am I telling it? Truth be told in protection.
Oh. This is a great story.
And how does my narrative influence the relationship or the business? Time for a nap. Upright this time.
So let's talk about that first card. So the first card is about ask yourself, are you doing other people's work for them?
Well, yes. Yes.
Right? Yeah. So yeah. That's like the codependent. I find when chop wood is upside down, I'm going, oh, who's being codependent? Like, who's doing everything for other people? And if you don't think they're doing it right, you do it for them and then you get mad at them. Right?
Oh my gosh. I was just talking to you too. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was talking to my husband about that just this morning. It's like, what is codependency? You can care about your family members and be supportive. But what is the, where do you draw the line, and what is considered codependency, and what is considered being interdependent, not codependent? How do you differentiate between the two? So
one of them allows the other to be themselves. Let's say you like, for example, nobody learns. Let's say, for example, you have an employee, and you don't like that they did what they did. But you never really told them what you wanted. So you go do it anyway and just get mad at them. But they didn't learn anything from that, right? It's like nobody really learns because you're doing the work for them. So interdependence is this, where I need to work with you. So I need to tell you what I need. And so you can, but you didn't do it the way I wanted. So let me show you what that is. And that gives that person the freedom to be themselves, and for them to come back and say, I think I have a better way to do it, right? As opposed to, I'm going to do it for you and just be mad. Or I'm going to do it for you and hope you'll understand. Right? It's like not letting the person be themselves and learn. And that applies to business, family, and everything. The second card, Doug?
Yeah, so this is the position again. Why am I telling this story? So if that's the story, why am I telling this story? Is truth be told in protection?
You're in denial is why.
Yeah. So it's basically not being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Because I've pulled that card earlier today.
And the whole idea and the message of this card is that, and the action of this card is to be honest. Where you need to be honest with yourself. Where are you just not happy that something needs to change? And so the story is that you've been doing these other things for other people, being codependent, trying to take care of their work, or they're not getting their work done, and therefore you're not being able to do the work you've got to do. And instead, and you're not doing anything about it. So why you're telling this story is because you're not being honest with yourself. This is happening because you're not, and with them, by the way, too, especially when we talk about relationships and codependency, you're not being honest with them about what they need to be doing differently or supporting them. And then how does my narrative influence the relationship? Well, honestly, it makes you want to sleep. I mean, like that's the bottom line. It makes you effing tired. I'm sorry, but that's what it does.
It slows everything down
That's
also an action step.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, that it also asks you to stop. Like if I'm going to say like, oh, how does it influence? I think I need to take the message here. I need to be honest with myself, which is card number two. The first one is I need to turn that card around and go, I got to do my own work. I need to be honest with myself and I need to relax and take a nap and stay out of everybody's way.
Right. Oh, very good. Yeah, that's
spot on. Does that connect with what you're dealing with in your work?
Yeah, not only my work, but with three kids that are, you know, in their 20s and
there's still just a couple of those apron strings attached to me. And it's just like, oh, it's painful as a mother to watch them fall. But sometimes that's the only way they learn. But it's just painful. Yeah. So I've had to learn to separate that because I can be too empathic at times. I can't carry their load.
Can I just say, Deidre, to you and every other mom in this school, you're a hero. Like, to be a mother is to sign up for heartbreak, because you have to let those kids you love so much scrape their knees. Otherwise, they don't learn, right? So, I mean, it is really amazing for anybody to have kids. Like, I don't have kids, and I look at some of you and go, I cannot get over how you have to let these kids have their lives. And I know it hurts you. So it's a big deal to be a mom.
It is, and it's a big thing for us to learn to let go. That's been a theme in the cards since I got your deck, and is to let go and renew me, become me, that I should have been. Well, no, it's my path that I chose, because I had just, at one point I decided not to have children and then had children, and you know, it just that served its time. But now I'm, as I stated, having you, thank you for being here in my time on this planet, because you helping me authenticate my true self and helping me step into my own. And that's the hardest thing, is like, in order to do that, I have to let go of the baggage, and my baggage is my children. I love them, but I have to release them.
And not to let it be like that you shoulda, woulda, coulda. No, this is where you are now, and you need support, and we're here to support you. But we're also not gonna go up. Remember, like, I think Anna always says it great, we're not gonna go out, fish for you. And like, we're not gonna go get the fish and fry it and stick it on your plate.
Right.
We will stand here and wait for you, and you discover it.
Right, and that's what's so exciting. It's the perfect type of support, because I do want to catch my own fish and bake it my own way.
Yeah, we love you, and it's hard, and you know what? Life is life, right? Big love to you, Deidre. Thank you so much for coming on.
Love you both. Thank you so much.
Love you too. What
Thank
a great
you, Deidre.
Call tonight. I apologize, Doug. My video is delayed.
Oh.
So that's why I sound like sometimes I'm talking over you, because I don't hear you till after, because your mouth goes and the sound comes later. So I apologize.
It's all good.
Listen, everybody, you guys are doing amazing. So let's first of all give yourselves permission, right, to just explore yourselves as if you were a diamond. And remember that diamonds are formed with time and pressure.
Love that.
Remember that we are all learning within a collective that is not stable, right? Nobody is in a stable place right now. The world is unstable everywhere. That doesn't mean you can't create your unique, authentic, inspired life within that instability. But it's important that you don't have, that you don't let the outer world throw you off your game. Like, right? Like, you have to be this and that, right? And so stay close to the ones you love. Stay close to us. Know that you can do it. Know that, you know, you are in the right place. Peace is within the eye of the hurricane. Thank you, Connie. It's a roller coaster. It's a cha-cha. You might fall on your face. So what? Who cares? Up you go. No judgment. We're going to remind you, no judgment. And please remember that if you don't understand the card, slow down. Slow down. Don't pick that second card yet. Don't pick it yet. Like, go play with it for a little bit before you pick that clarification card. But as I said, like, this is the 3-card reading week. Play around with them. Play with them. Like, there's so much. And that one page in module 3 that you have of all those different possibilities of readings have so much to offer you. You'll be playing with that for at least a year.
Yeah, completely. All right. Well, we've got a few questions. Yeah, just want to say there are some questions in Main Hall. We'll try and get to those later, guys. I know we didn't get to all of them. Thank you for your patience. Anna, thank you for helping us with the questions in the main room today. We're so grateful for you and all the mentors. Just want to say a special shout out to Anna and the mentors. We love you so much. Yeah. And to each of you guys, thank you. And Colette, over to you. Anything final last words?
Yes, we love you very much. Doug, I love your head. That was crazy. So cool. I know you wanted to do this for ages, so I'm excited you chose to do it. Thank you all so much. Every single one of you is important to us, and know this, that you know, this is an unfolding and an evolving experience for everybody. It's all a big experiment, and just always stay in beginner mind and you'll have a really good experience. We love you all. Mwah. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.